That pretty thing had nothing to do with it.
I turned and saw it was the warden.
I saw it all. Then he bent down to inspect King Solomon closely. That's him, all right, he said. There's the scar on his upper lip where I hooked him.
He's got another scar, Dee said. Look at his shoulder.
I leaned over and saw a deep, livid furrow. I looked at the warden.
What do you think might have caused that? I asked.
He said nothing. He only looked across the river to the bluff. I followed the direction of his glance. There upon the rock sat the man with the gun.
Well, said the warden, I reckon I'll go back to town. Better watch old Solomon, boy. You may lose him yet.
With that parting advice, he went away.
I'm ready to call it a day, too, I said.
Okay, Dee said. You go on ahead. I'll catch you. Presuming that he wanted to salvage his line, I followed his suggestion and started back to camp. A few minutes later, I heard him running behind me. Turning to wait for him, I saw that his hands were empty. So the warden had spoken a prophecy. Where's King Solomon?
Back there under that log, he answered. I turned him loose.
Here was something I had hardly dared to hope for. Here was a boy of 12 who had done the thing I had wished I might have the courage to do if I ever caught King Solomon. Then I thought of the man with the gun.
But that man on the bluff will shoot him, I groaned.
Since I worked on the sights of that gun the other day, Pa couldn't hit a hog with it.